come and see. It's an invitation to a mystery. That's what we begin with today. Today we need to hear Jesus ask us, as he asked Peter and Andrew in this passage from John, what are you looking for? What have you come here to see? What is it that you are seeking? As Andrew and Peter and Philip and Nathanael did, we too have chosen to follow Jesus. But the question still remains, why? That's the question that drives me into ministry. I'd love to know why people have chosen to follow Jesus, because each story is unique and yet there are threads of similarity through all of them. Jesus says to Nathanael, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these. Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man." I was struck by these words back when I was reading the next section for Epiphany. The words, "Very truly, I tell you." These are found throughout John's Gospel, and so we're going to hear it over and over again for the next at least 8 to 12 weeks. And as I mulled these words over in my mind, other words began to emerge, and the words were this, "In all honesty." And that is when I had an epiphany, my moment of clarity and revelation, which is why we now have this theme about honesty for all of you. So lucky you, I had an epiphany. God spoke to me, and this is what we're doing. So we've now entered, as I said, the season of Epiphany, which in the church year lasts for about 6 weeks, just after Christmas, heading towards Lent. This passage is full of mystery. There are many things in this passage that are left unsaid. Imagine if you were Nathanael, and you had heard John the Baptist, just before the scripture we heard today, talking to people in the village, claiming that he saw the Son of God, because he saw the Holy Spirit descend upon this one man. What questions would be going through your head at that moment? Wouldn't you want to know the truth? Would you be wandering around and talking to your neighbors? Did you hear what he said? Oh, the man's crazy. Where did he come up with some of that stuff? Would you question John's honesty? Would you believe what he said if you didn't see it for yourself? Just before, once we finished with the children, we heard the song, "We'll Find a Way." And the words again are this. "We'll find a way to be honest, a way to be free from the wealth that divides and the prisons of greed. The way of the promise moving out to the sea, changing tides with the power of the lives we will lead." Like the early disciples, we come seeking something, seeking treasure. And the treasure that we seek is being truly known and loved. Loved for who we are at our very core. We seek a path that then leads us to freedom, a place of weightlessness, when the guilt is released, when there's freedom to open up to one another and love freely without consequence. Unconditionally. We need to seek a path that helps us get to the light, light that provides clarity on what we're doing in our lives, what our purpose is, how we can use the gifts we have given to the best of our ability to really be a light in this world. Because we want to live our lives as our authentic selves. Now, in order to do this, we need to start by following Jesus' lead. Like Jesus, we need to be honest. We need to take his phrase, "Truly I tell you." Very truly I tell you. And we need to speak in a similar way. It's not easy to change the world, but we can change the world by starting with ourselves. When we make changes, others make changes, And then others make changes. And that's how we can start to fix this world that seems to be crumbling around us sometimes. Now, in a book that I shared with you back in October or November, a book called Deep Change, Discovering the Leader Within by Robert Quinn, he wrote this. The hero's journey, which I think we were all on, the hero's journey is a story of individual transformation, a change of identity. Embarking on the journey, we must leave the world of certainty. We must courageously journey to a strange place where there are a lot of risks and much at stake. A place where there are new problems that require us to think in new ways. Epiphany is the season of fresh starts. Epiphany is the start of Jesus' ministry here on earth. And so it gives us a chance to refocus ourselves and discern where we're called and where we're going to go. The disciples left their world of certainty to follow Jesus. They left behind all that they knew. And back in those times, you relied on your family and you relied on the village to survive. And they walked away from that. We too need and are called to leave our world of certainty, to live as faithful people in a secular world. How many of you have been asked this question? Do you honestly believe that Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a virgin? How many of you have been asked, do you honestly believe that God was the one that created the world? And how honest were you in your answer? In all honesty, none of us witnessed those events, but we have witnessed other things that Jesus has done and said. We've seen it through the actions of other people. We know, too, that John witnessed something, which he shared with the other people in the village, with these other disciples that started to follow Jesus. And others witnessed Jesus saying, you will see things greater than these. And that's something we need to trust in, something we need to have faith in. I have witnessed moments of true forgiveness where people have opened themselves up. We witnessed honesty in the willingness of our 5 volunteers today who shared what went on in their lives. Open, honest truth can help to open one's hearts. And I have seen people's hearts opened that were once closed. And it is amazing. It is such an honor to be part and to be witness to those moments. And I trust that each one of you have witnessed some of these moments. And when you share the stories with one another, it inspires us to keep trying to live a way that is honest and truthful. Conversations about faith, I find, when I'm most honest about my struggles and my doubts, that's when people want to come and see what's happening. The number of times I've been sitting at a bar, I will be honest, sitting at a bar, having a beer, talking with random strangers beside me who, first question is, what do you do? That's my favorite question to answer in that moment, in that stage, in that setting. Well, I work with people. What kind of people? I'm a minister. Oh, in the government? No. I'm a minister in a church. Well, what are you doing here? Is always their next question. And then they started to apologize for swearing, which is often the progression. But in that moment, they want to know what I truly believe. And when I've actually been honest with them about my more liberal views on faith, and that I don't have all the answers, and that I'm not this pure thing that they can put up on a pedestal, they actually get interested in what is going on in a congregation, in a faith community, why it would be important to be part of a faith community. And it's because faith communities enrich our lives. When I'm able to tell them stories about all the amazing things you are all doing to make this world a better place, to help people that you don't know, they too are inspired. If I was to go in and pretend I was pure and I was there to save them and put them on that straight and narrow path, I wouldn't be authentic. and it wouldn't have the power that honesty does. There's a TV show called The Good Place. Have any of you seen it? It is brilliant. I love it. It's got Ted Danson, which is always a good thing too. But in this thing, there's this woman who ends up in the good place, which is supposed to be heaven, and she realizes fairly early on that this was a mistake. She was meant to go to the bad place. And so she ends up with her soulmate, and she's living her life, and every time she does something wrong, which she's famous for, bad things happen in this world. It starts to crumble. All sorts of things go on and on. Turns out her soulmate, though, was a person who studied ethics. And so she, instead of fessing up to the fact that she really doesn't belong here, she lies continually and tries to fake it, that she's meant to be here. But when she fakes it, things keep getting worse. So she starts to take lessons from her soulmate about ethics. And as she learns about them, she starts to be able to tell the truth. And the more that she tells the truth, the more unravels. And it is a funny, fascinating, truthful approach to the world, I think, that I encourage you to at least watch one or two episodes, because it does make you think about your choices and about what you've done on Earth and how that affects your life in the long run. So if you haven't had a chance, I encourage you to watch that. And the other piece I want to encourage you to do is the practice of prayer, but a specific type of prayer. There are so many different ways of praying. What I'd like you to do over the next 6 weeks is to do the prayer of examine, where you take time to reflect on your choices as well as your actions. And think about the good and the bad, because there are good choices as well as bad choices, and we're very good at focusing on the bad ones. Focus on, what have I done to make this world a better place? How have I, through my choice, affected someone else negatively or positively? What have I said that has been gossip that has caused problems? What have I said that have been affirmations and thanksgiving and gratitude that people really needed to hear? Take time every day to reflect for a moment, because the one way we can be honest is in our prayer with God. There is no judgment there. God loves us unconditionally. But in order to change, we need to understand our actions and why we do what we do. So if you're tired of living a lie, if you find that you are living in a world where you've told half-truths and things are kind of unraveling, you just feel anxious and uncomfortable, try to find a way to be honest. And the way to do that is with Jesus, following a light where you are given courage and support for being truthful. Did any of you judge the people who shared their truth today? Or did you appreciate because you too have made those mistakes? Maybe in a different way. It's important to be honest. I want you to consider, what have you been too afraid to admit or ask? Jesus will give you the straight goods. Jesus will be open and honest with you. And with God being our helper, we too can find a way to be honest. And when we are part of this change, this broken world will start to mend itself. It's in that brokenness, in the cracks, that we finally identify and admit that light starts to come through and healing can proceed. So let's be honest with one another, but do it in love. The truth will set us free. Sometimes it's painful along the way, but don't give up. Remember, God is our helper and walking with us. And for that, we give God thanks.